Shalom, אנחנו לומדים.
We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, page 2074, item 245. You can watch our lesson at kab.tv and send us your questions. Selected questions will be in the course of the lesson. So, Talmud Esra Sefirot, volume 6, page 2074, item 245. What are 6,000 degrees of the Neshama? What are 6,000 degrees of the Neshama? Adam HaRishon, before the sin, included all three Olamot Bi'ah. And this is the meaning of 6,000. In the meaning of 6,000 years, the world was created. Therefore, also Adam HaRishon was included correspondingly 6,000 degrees of Neshama.
This is clear, yeah? Because it's close in three worlds. It's all Adam HaRishon before the sin.
246. What is keeping yourself away from the klipot? Zon keep themselves from the grip of the klipot by spreading the wings of Ima, mother.
Ima is Bina. She can spread her wings. This is called the lights of Bina, which cover the zon and give them the illumination of Bina, and in this way the zon are protected from the klipot. The klipot are those desires that awaken in zon and push them in order to receive. And Bina, against it, gives them satisfaction in bestowal, in order to bestow. And this is the meaning of spreading her wings over them, like a bird over her chicks. Clear?
It's not clear what Bina gives.
Lot of chassadim.
Is it pleasure from bestow or?
Yes, let's say it's pleasure from bestow, but not for the sake of pleasure, but for the sake of bestow. Think about it. You can't explain more than that.
248. What is the association of Tinyana? The association of the quality of judgment with the quality of mercy, which was made in Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, is the meaning of Shituf, association, the Tanya. And in the future to come, then the second restriction will be cancelled, and the world will return to its previous state, to the Bechina of Ak, which is the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph. And also in Arechanpin, which is the degree of Ab, the second restriction does not apply to it, and there's no association of Tinyana there. And this is what was said at the end of correction. See now that I am He, and there is no God but me. And the Zohar explains there is no association in me, because then the world will return to the degree of the first restriction without the association of the quality of mercy with judgment. What is the association of Tinyana? 248. The association of the quality of judgment with the quality of mercy, which was made in the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, is the association of Tanyana. And in the future to come, at the end of correction, then the second restriction will be cancelled and the world will return to its previous state, to the Bechina of Ak, which is the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph. And also in Arechanpin, which is the degree of Ab, the second restriction is not apparent in him, and there is no association of Tanyana there. And this is the meaning of what was said about the end of correction. See now that I am He, and there is no God with me. And the Zohar explains, there is no association in me, because then the world will return to the degree of the first restriction without the association of the quality of mercy with judgment.
Questions? You don't have questions on that as well? Wow, how great you are. Oh, Amnon.
How can the world exist without the association of the quality of mercy with judgment?
That's a question. But when we learn about the Adam Kadmon, was there association there? The association took place after the second restriction, under certain conditions, where Malchut is unable to work in this way, according to the measure of judgment. The will to receive appeared on it, a screen, on top of it, the reflected light, the intention to bestow, and we work on the intention to bestow in such a way, like in Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon, boom, done. That's it, no more forces left, no more power left. Now, what can you do? Only with an association. Let's take a little bit of the will to receive. We'll mix it with the will to bestow. And this way we can do something. You understand?
Yes, but judgment and mercy, is the will to receive and the will to bestow?
Yes.
The quality of deen, judgment, is it in fact
to receive?
To receive. And then they have to work at the same time together in this association?
I don't know what it means together in this association. I recommend to you to recall the article of Rabash on the association. The association of the measure of judgment with mercy. What kind of example did he give? Don't remember? Oh, poor guy. Not in the tea. You do it in the tea. tea is not chokhmah. Cake is chasadim. You dip it into the whiskey, which is chokhmah. And then, what are you mixing chasadim with chasadim? Understand? That's different kind of work. When there's no more power to work with the first restriction, we go to second restriction. You complete the work in the second restriction, and then once we finish the work in the second restriction, we can go up to the first restriction. Meaning everything we've done in the second restriction, we raise to the degree of the first restriction.
This is why it is said that the second restriction is annulled.
Yeah, the second restriction is cancelled, the first restriction remains.
What does it mean by saying that there's no God with me? What does it mean that there's no God?
Other than Malchut of the first restriction, there's nothing. There's no Malchut of the second restriction.
I didn't understand.
Where was the first restriction?
Under Nehidak, on Nehidak.
Where was the first restriction happening?
Malchut of Ein Sof.
Good. Where was the second restriction? In the Malchut of Ak, restricted in Nekudot of Sag. It influences Nekudot of Sag. Nekudot of Sag restrict themselves. It's not a restriction on Malchut, it's a restriction on Bina. This is cancelled. And you go back to the first restriction. There is the point of the first restriction, which is Malchut, and there's the point of the second restriction, which is in Bina. As if there are two rulers. Yeah? So the ruler of the second restriction is cancelled, and what remains is the ruler of the first restriction. Like, there is no God with me, only me.
Elohim, God, is it the second restriction?
This we have to interpret. Wherever there used to be the connection between Bina and Malchut, only Malchut remained working. And the and the chassadim disappear from there. I don't know how it is. There's a return to the first restriction. This Palimikaptiel, we're not talking about it. We don't understand how it's happening. The Kabbalists write about it. How does this return happen? You can say, but it's speculation. I don't like it. That's it. Let's go. Haifa. I didn't see Haifa. Okay, Jerusalem.
What kind of balance is there between the association of the quality of judgment with mercy? What is this association?
What is this association? That all the vessels become restricted, limited. They're willing to work only in receiving the light of Hasadim. And they should not receive the light of Chokhmah in order to bestow. Forbidden meaning impossible. And the association is when Malchut that was restricted partially in order to receive a little bit in Gilgalta, a little bit in Ab, a little bit in Sag, completely restricted itself and said, I by myself am not receiving. But hold on, if Malchut is not receiving, how can we nevertheless receive? How can the creature receive? The creature does not receive. How can it be? How can the creature not receive? The creature receives through this intermingling of the cake and the whiskey. The creature receives to the extent that Malchut can incorporate, intermingle with Bina. The whiskey enters the cake. Malchut is included, incorporated in Bina. To the extent Bina can tolerate the Malchut, it will receive the Malchut. Bina decides, not Malchut. And that's how it works until the end of correction. Meaning, the creature who is Malchut cannot determine anything now. Only how much Bina will take him.
What is the area of the Olamot, worlds? The area of the Olamot Bia, before the scene, is in the place of Chazeh of Olam Yetzira of now. Again, what is the area of the Olamot? The area of the Olamot Bia, before the scene, is in the place of Chazeh of the current Olam Yetzira.
Questions? That talks about the area of the worlds. Bia, before the sin, is in the place of Chazeh of the world of Yetzirah, of now. That down to that point, the worlds expanded. What's up with you? Is there a special date today? Something in the air? Oh, Sunday depression. Okay, the worlds that expanded together, everyone. Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon. After that, what do we have? Nekudot of Sag. And in them, there happened second restriction. The screen rises to Mikveh Enayim, the Rosh, the Sag. Performs a zivug on the Shimo, Bet Aleph restricted. And the world of Nekudim comes out in Katnut. After that, we realize another Rishimo, Dalet Gimel. And on that, we get a partsuf called Gadlut, the Olam HaNikudim, the gadlut of the world of Nikodim, and that partsuf shattered. What's new? No, what ma'achadash? What are you talking about? What do you? Don't confuse us. Think correct. Dalet Gimel, we get the gadlut of the world of Nikodim, and it shattered. After that, the Rishimo goes up. Which one? Aleph Shoresh, restricted. To Meretzach of Rosh of Sag. And on that Zivug, we get which Patsuf? Atik of Atzilut. And then what happens with the rest? Where's the next Zivug? Inside of Atik already. No longer in the Rosh of Sag. All the screen with the Rishimo go to Atik. Atik performs a Zivug and elicits Arhanpin, delivers all the Rishimo to Arhanpin. Arhanpin performs a Zivug and you get Abba Ve'ima and so on. So then when Atik, Arhanpin, Abba Ve'ima, Rishut, Zeranpin and Malchut, when they all came out, and then all those parts of him of the world of Bria and the world of Yetzira and the world of Asiya, and they all concluded in Chazeh of Yetzira. That's it. That's what we're talking about. What is the area of the Shabbat? The area of the worlds of Bria before the sin is in the place of the world of Yetzira of now. In the place of Chazeh, of the world of Yetzirah of now. What is the addition of Shabbat? From the fifth hour on the eve of Shabbat, the eve of Shabbat and above, there begins the sanctity of the addition of Shabbat. And the worlds begin to ascend. From the fifth hour of the eve of Shabbat, meaning it's the sixth day, in the fifth hour of the sixth day, and above that, there begins the sanctity of the addition of Shabbat, and out of that, the worlds begin to ascend. Clear? Clear or not? No, I don't see. Down to what place the worlds expanded when they were elicited? Place of Chazeh Vitzira. Afterwards, when is it? When did it happen, actually? When did the worlds expand down to Chazeh Vitzira? Now he's saying correctly. Then we have the fifth hour of the sixth day, and the worlds begin to ascend. Yeah? First ascent, they rise to Chazeh of Bria. And we have not the eve of Shabbat, but the entrance of Shabbat, the beginning of Shabbat. And the Adam Rishon blesses the ascent of the world, and he performs a zivug daka, coupling of striking, as if it's the end of correction, because it didn't take into consideration this part of the world of Asiya that was in the top six of the place of Bria, and then it shattered. From that point, a new scrutiny is begin. Is that clear? Clear. Good. By that, we finish the questions and answers. This could be much more difficult, but nevertheless, let's see if we can do it. The questions about the matters. Question 254. Where was the Atzmut of, where were the three worlds of Bia made in their essence? And the answer is 2080. Answer 254. The answers to the matter, please, Niv.
The place of the three Olamot Bi'ah was made from Kelim of Achoraim, posterior of Partsuf Tanhi De'ak, in which clothed Partsuf Nekudot De'sag De'ak. The two lower thirds of Tiferet until the Sium of Tiferet became the place for Olam HaBri'ah, and from Nehi became the place for Olam HaYetzira, and Malchut became the place for Olam HaAsiyah.
Clear? What's not clear?
The question itself is not clear. What does it mean in the Bechina of their essence?
Themselves, without any interference of anything. Without any interference of anything. Again.
254. Where the three Olamot Bia were made in their essence. Answer. The place of the three Olamot Bia was made from Kelim of Achoraim, posterior of Partsuf Tanhi De'ak, in which clothed Partsuf Nekudot De'sag De'ak.
And was restricted there in second restriction and so on.
The two lower thirds of Tiferet until the Siyum, ending of Tiferet, became the place for Olam HaBri'ah. And Nehi became the place for Olam HaYetzira, and Malchut became the place for Olam HaAsiyah.
Clear? It's not clear? No, don't confuse us. Is this clear or not? You're not with us, I don't want to hear you. Are you asking about this? This you can do behind the door. Either you're together with us or not. I don't want to hear some wise acoring that, you know, we all hear a question, you're not in the question with us. So you can leave. I'm telling you seriously, if you're not together with the public, why are you studying? To be smart or to be included with everyone? He's telling me he's got a problem there in the previous question. Are you together with everyone in that or not? What kind of attitude? He wants to calm his wisdom down.
255. What was the reason for the emergence of the three Olamot Bia? What was the reason for the emergence of the three Olamot Bia? Answer 255. Since Partsuf Nekudot De'sag descended and clothed inside the Partsuf below the Tabur and below of the inner Ak, which is called Ma and Bon De'ak,
it expanded seemingly inside the Galgalta.
Bina and Malchut connected with each other because Nekudot De'sag is the meaning of the first Hay, meaning Bina. And Tanhi De'ak from Tabur and below of the inner Ak is the meaning of the lower Hay, meaning Malchut. And then, Bina receives the form of Malchut, meaning it became the place of restriction in Bina, and the ending Malchut rose to the place of Bina de Guf, which is called Tiferet, and the mating Malchut rose to Bina of Rosh, which is called Nikve Enaim. And that is called Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, because Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, was only in Malchut, but the first nine were clean from any restriction. But now, when the place of restriction rose to Bina, and the Enaim were corrected, which are Chochma Derosh with Bina into Bechinat Nukva, Therefore, all bottom nine from Chochmah and below are included in the Tzimtzum, in the restriction. And since the ending Malchut rose to Chazeh, which is half of Tiferet, the Kelim from Chazeh and below came out into a vacant space, like the point of this world, which is because of the place of the first restriction. And those Kelim which were emptied of any light became the place of Bi'ah. From the two lower thirds, it became the place for Olam HaBri'ah, and from Nehi, Yetzira, and from Malchut, Asiya. Let's read it again. Question item 255. What was the reason for the emergence of the three Olamot Bi'ah? The answer. Since Parzuf Nekudot de Sag descended and clothed inside Parzuf, the Parzuf from Tabur and below of the inner Ak, which is called Ma and Bon de Ak, Bina and Malchut connected with each other, because the Nekudot de Sag is the meaning of the first Hay, meaning Bina. And Tanhi de Ak from Tabu and below of the inner Ak is the meaning of the lower Hay, meaning Malchut. Then, Bina received the form of Malchut, meaning she became the place for Tzimtzum, restriction in Bina, and the ending Malchut rose to the place of Bina de Guf, which is called Tiferet. And the mating Malchut, Malchut HaMizdaveget, rose to Bina Derosh, which is called Nikve Enaim. And that is called Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. Because Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, was only in Malchut. But the first nine were clean of any restriction. But now, when the place of restriction rose to Bina, and the Enaim were corrected, which are Chochmah Derosh, with Bina to Bechinat Nukva, therefore all bottom nine from Chochmah and below are included in the Tzimtzum, in the restriction. And since the ending Malchut rose to Chazeh, which is half of Tiferet, the Kelim from Chazeh and below came out to a vacant space, like the point of this world, which is because of the place of the first restriction. And those Kelim which were emptied of any light became the place for Bi'ah. From the two lower thirds of Tiferet became a place for Olam HaBri'ah, and from Nehi, Yetzira, and from Malchut, Asiya.
He
writes here that from Tabor and below of the inner Ark, that is the empty place that when we speak of
Nehi of Galgalta.
Yeah, Nehi of Galgalta. And then it says, which is called Ma and Bon de Ak.
This place is also called Ma and Bon of Ak. There's Rosh, then Toch and Sof. So Rosh is called Galgalta. Toch divides into Ab and Sag. That's clothed there, Ab and Sag. And Sof is called Ma and Bon. The five parts in the Galgalda, that's how they're called.
I can't always explain, there's always this question, what is the difference between Ma and Bon of the inner Ak, as he calls it here, to Ma and Bon in the part above the...
That's how it's called.
The part above the Tabu.
I understand. They're just names. Ma and Bon. Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon. Ma and Bon. They're called Ma and Bon. Ma, Elyon, Bon, Elyon, the upper Ma and upper Bon. Other than that, you also have Galgalta, Ab, and Sag, Ma and Bon. here below. Each partsuf is divided. You can take every partsuf and divide it into Golgalta, Absag, Mind, Bone. It's the same, that's just names. More questions?
He writes here about the ending Malchut, which rose to Parsa.
Yes?
That means, what does it mean? What became below Malchut?
Nekudot of Sag, we were out of time. Nekudot of Sag went down, mixed with Nei of Ak, received Pinadaret and restricted. This is called second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet.
The ending Malchut in Partsuf Galgalta
is here.
Was below, and now she rose above.
It went here.
So everything became shorter?
It got shortened, yes. Here it became an empty space.
So HaOlam Hazeh, that world expanded?
No, there's no Olam Hazeh, no this world. It's before that. We're talking about the expansion, the cascading of the worlds.
And what was there before this emptiness?
Before that, you had this desire of Galgalta. Then inside this Galgalta, this desire of Galgalta, this desire of Sag expanded into it. So Keter, which is Galgalta, and Bina, which is the Sag, what happened? So they mixed. That difference doesn't make. I'm talking about the whole partsuf. I'm not talking about the point. We're out of time. In short, they mixed. Now, when they mix, they check who can bestow, who can receive. In short, where's the maximum? What's the maximum action that's most beneficial for correction? And then you see that this has to be restricted, this part. But in this part, you can continue. And that's why the second restriction happened. Meaning every action is push a little more to correction. In this part, there can be this association.
So the lights of Bone of Galgalta, they remain.
Man, Bon of Galgalta remain, but they just restrict what came to them.
What is in Man, Bon, Dak is Chasadim, right?
Chasadim.
And what descends from Nekudot Desag is also Chasadim, other Chasadim.
Also Chasadim, that's why they can mix among themselves.
So after they mix, they took a decision, we can work with those above the Parsa.
With what you can't, it's second restriction, and what you can is above the Parsa.
So only the lights of Nekudot Desag were restricted, and the lights of Chasadim...
Of course, only in the Kudot of Sag. It doesn't influence Galgalta. With the Galgalta, they said that it clothed in these changes, helps itself, activate itself, maybe in a more restricted way.
So the restriction is only on Chasadim of Nekudot de Sag?
The restriction is not on the Chasadim, it's on the vessel. Okay, quickly, Gil.
I still don't understand what is the purpose of the Olamot Bi'ah, because he says that he explains the Olamot of Bi'ah. So what is the role? Why they were created for?
There's no question in the cascading from above down of what is the role. Because there is a decision of Malchut of Ein Sof, that in whatever way she can, it goes like this and like that through all of its desires and does as much as she can in order to fill herself with the light of Ein Sof. So there's no question about it. It's simply to realize, to actualize the desire of the host.
The question, how is it made? Because the question, the answer is, what is the reason for the emergence of Olamot HaBiyah?
A little more that you can bestow. Take the light of Hasadim and also using it a little bit, as much as you can bestow, down to the last letter, to generate the vessels that can bestow.
But there are two systems here. It's different from what happened till now.
How is it different? New restriction. Not to use vessels of reception, but vessels of bestowal you can use in the intermingling. You can use them in the ascent. You can use it in the world of Atzilut. There's this new thing suddenly called awakening from above. There comes Shabbat, the Sabbath, a good day, holiday, there's certain hours where a zone of Atzilut begin to revolve and bring changes of time to the worlds and to the souls. The soul is, you know, who am I, what am I? No, suddenly it comes, it spins me around until I have to start working. Until I understand a little bit, feel a little bit. Where does it come from? From this awakening from above. Suddenly I'm Abba Vema give birth to me, they teach me, they do something in spirituality. It's all arranged. Very complex, very refined, complex system. No, you have something to ask?
Okay, payachale.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, and before we do, let's sing a song together.
חזקים על אותם שערים שסותמים את הלב כל הזמן מפרידים כל הזמן מרחיקים ממי שאת הכל מסובב מדרגה מדרגה מחזיקים מתגברים ודורשים את הכוח לחזור ופתאום הנולים נעשים לפתחים והחושך הופך לו לאור מעל המצבים החברים שומרים עליך באהבה ביחד מעלים תפילת רבים כולנו באותה כוונה בייחוד הלבבות עד שמלא השאה כל כדור וכדור שפוגע בלב מעורר ניצוצי אהבה ועוד מאמץ וחיבור הנקודות מעלה מליבנו תפילה ושוב מנעולים נעשים לפתחים ויזרמו נחלי אמונה מעל המצבים החברים